A pivotal way of fulfilling global development goals is to give everybody who needs it access to family planning. This message comes out of a series of articles in The Lancet just ahead of the London Summit on Family Planning being attended by government and health experts from around the world. One of The Lancet authors, Professor John Cleland of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, explained to me why family planning is so important right now.
Its importance stems from the fact that for 15 years, family planning has been the Cinderella of international development. And now is the time to resurrect it and really promote it, because it offers huge benefits, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa.
Because if you want to promote global health to improve the world generally, there are lots of other things. Vaccination, for instance, can save lots of kids. What's the importance of family planning?
Well, for women, we estimate that roughly 100,000 of them die each year in pregnancy and childbirth from pregnancies that they never wanted to have. Family planning is a well-proven, cost-effective intervention, and it could make a huge difference to the lives of millions of women.
And what about this question of spacing births? There's an impact of that, isn't there, too?
Yes, contraception is one of the main ways in which couples can achieve a reasonable interval between one birth and the next. We know if intervals are short, if they're less than 2 years, the second of the pair of children is 60% more likely to die in the first year of life and 40% more likely to die in the second year of life. So that's another huge benefit for the survival of infants and children through the use of contraception to ensure a decent interval between one pregnancy and the next.
Now, you described family planning as the Cinderella of approaches to global health. What are the barriers preventing it becoming more glamorous?
Well, it fell out of fashion for a number of reasons, partly because a few Asian programs in the 1970s had coercive elements in them, and women's groups rather took against a high priority being attached to contraception. Now what we need is a new consensus that voluntary family planning, adequately funded and with adequate commitment from national governments, can produce this great range of benefits, probably a wider range of benefits than any other single intervention. I've mentioned the reduction of poverty and hunger. I've mentioned the effect on the survival of women, infants and children. But of course, it has also a huge beneficial effect on long-term environmental concerns, and a huge benefit for the status and empowerment of women, which is one of the MDGs. In a high-fertility country, a woman spends roughly 60% of her adult life rearing children. When fertility falls to 2 births per woman, that fraction of time that women have spent in pregnancy and looking after young children falls to about 16%. That's a revolution in the lives of women.
So the MDGs, the Millennium Development Goals, could in fact be fulfilled by implementing contraception. But people are embarrassed to talk about contraception. In some places you have to have, or some societies, you have to have the husband's permission, or you have to have the parents' permission to give contraceptive advice. How do you cope with those very difficult issues?
You have to make, through endless publicity, through use of television, media, local leaders, community sessions, you have to defuse the sensitivity around contraception and make it an ordinary part of everybody's daily life. It may take a decade. In a few countries, it may take a little longer than that. But it is possible. We know from history that family planning has succeeded, given government commitment and adequate funding, of making the transition from something that's socially awkward, morally dubious, into something that everybody accepts. And that's the challenge.
So what is the key issue that you would like people to take home from this summit happening in London?
I would like to see the promotion of family planning rise up the international development agenda, particularly in countries where unmet need for contraception is high, where family sizes are still large and where very rapid population growth jeopardizes economic and social progress.
Professor John Cleland of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, attendee at the International Summit on Family Planning in London, and one of the authors of a special Lancet series on the role of family planning in global development. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.